The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the Flash Briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Margarita Maya. Spinraza, or nusinersen, a treatment for spinal muscular atrophy that helps improve motor function, was found to also improve lung function in a 10-year-old girl with advanced SMA type 2, a case report says. The report, Nusinersen Improved Respiratory Function in Spinal Muscular Atrophy Type 2, was published in the journal Pediatrics International. Most people with SMA carry a mutation in SMN1, a gene that contains the information needed to make a protein called survival motor neuron, or SMN. SMN is essential for motor neurons, nerve cells responsible for muscle movement, to function properly. A second gene, SMN2, also contains the information needed to make SMN, but is not able to produce enough protein. This happens because most of the protein produced is shorter and destroyed quickly within cells. Biogen Spinraza is a disease-modifying treatment approved for use in all SMA types. It works by acting on the SMN2 gene and allowing cells to produce more full-length SMN protein. Although breathing is often impaired in children with SMA as a result of weakened intercostal muscles, limited data are available on the efficacy of Spinraza for respiratory function in SMA types 2 and 3. Now, researchers in Japan have reported the case of a 10-year-old girl with advanced SMA type 2, whose lung function improved steadily after treatment with Spinraza. The girl was first admitted to hospital at 15 months of age due to a delay in motor development. She was able to sit, but not crawl or stand up independently. In general, she had poor muscle tone, muscle weakness, absent tendon reflexes, tongue muscle twitching, and normal intellectual development. An electromyography, a test used to assess the health of muscles and motor neurons, determined that symptoms could be due to a neurological disorder. Further genetic testing revealed a deletion of exon 7 in both copies of the SMN1 gene, and the girl was subsequently diagnosed with SMA type 2. At age 3, the girl developed pneumonia caused by a bacterial infection, and her breathing was impaired. Therefore, she was placed on non-invasive positive pressure ventilation. When she was 4, the patient developed atelectasis, a complete or partial collapse of the lung, after a bacterial infection, and mechanically assisted coughing was started to help clear the airways. She was then hospitalized several times due to recurrent episodes of pneumonia. Her clinical condition deteriorated as she was unable to roll over or change her position and depended on an electric wheelchair to move. From age 8 to 9, she took part in a clinical trial of valproate at another hospital, but her motor and lung function did not improve. At 9 years and 5 months, she was started on 12 milligrams of Spinraza, given as an injection into the spinal canal. She received the next dose 15 months later and every 6 months thereafter. She began achieving more motor milestones as assessed by the Hammersmith Infant Neurological Examination Section 2 score. She became able to keep her neck stable while sitting and to move her legs while laying horizontally. Lung infections became rarer and various measures of lung function improved. As a consequence, the child started using the ventilator only at night. No treatment-related side effects were noted. The girl also had a curved spine at the level of the chest, which improved from 12 degrees before treatment to 20 degrees after 11 months. The researchers wrote, quote, "Progressive decline in respiratory function is caused by progressive respiratory muscle failure, limited lung and chest wall growth, and scoliosis progression in SMA. The improvement of respiratory function by nusinersen in this case is speculated to be attributed to the early introduction of NPPV, maintained pulmonary and thoracic compliance, and a mild degree of scoliosis," they concluded. In the future, the team hopes to evaluate the effects of Spinraza on lung function in other patients with later onset SMA.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. I'm pinching myself. Okay, not very hard because, you know, dexterity issues. As I await the delivery of my Yes, my Jayco robotic arm. UPS tracking says it'll be here any minute now. Tomorrow is installation day. Since I didn't actually believe it, I haven't really prepared. Now I'm scrambling to clean my house and spiff up my chair. I have a car cloth with microfiber nubbins that works pretty well to dust off the nooks and crannies. Any tips or suggestions on cleaning your chair? Between cushion cover changes, I freshen up with Febreze. Otherwise, the occasional Clorox wipe down is about it. Although I still don't love my chair, I'm making it work. Even found a way to personalize it. I made my very own little stick family decal, kind of like the ones you see on minivans and cars. Can you believe I actually found wheelchair stick people, along with pets? It felt really good being represented, although I have to say there were many more personalization options in the able-bodied versions. In the wheelchair version, the options were kid or adult, male or female, and glasses or no glasses. There is no choices with hairstyle, so I'm stuck wearing a ponytail. Despite the limited choices, I had to go for it. I have to say, it's pretty cute though, with myself, two cats, and dog. You can see a picture of it up on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. I'd love to hear how you guys personalize your chairs too. Do you use stickers or decals? Do you have a cool bag that you like? I'd love to know about it, so head to the forums and let me know. But that's all I have for you today. I better go clean up my clutter. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.